This is Rochester Speaks, and we've featured this organization several times in the past, but I think it's so important to bring them back on as we head into 2025. Happy New Year, a cancer support community at Gilded Club Rochester, one of the organizations we love to highlight. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with Amanda Miller, who is the Director of Programs and Support Services. Amanda, thanks so much for stopping by this morning. Let's talk a little bit about CSC Rochester for those who aren't familiar with the organization.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. So CSC Rochester has been going through some really nice changes. We are highlighting what's called Mapping My Journey, which is a new program that we are putting into place that really is going to address all aspects of the individual social, emotional, physical wellness and emotional wellness, which I think is huge when it comes to cancer treatments. And we are a non-for-profit that really helps the social aspect of the cancer diagnosis and not the actual diagnosis and medical treatment. We are social.
Sure. Yeah. So that's a big portion that is often overlooked. You have your doctors lined up and you have the treatment plan in place. But talk about how important that social element is and what many people who may not have gone through cancer don't realize about how pivotal that is.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you get a cancer diagnosis, it's very shocking and it's a hit. You don't know what to do. Who do you turn to? What do you do? Your supports really become your biggest ally, but also with them learning how to support you, support everybody else, take over different aspects of the home. Those parts of everyone's life changes. So when we have social supports outside the home, being able to go out into the community, maybe go do bingo, maybe go to a retreat, maybe go to a support group, art classes, all those kind of things really just get your mind off of what you're going through medically over and over again each day. If you're going into cancer treatments or radiation, being able to go do activities that are fun and really non-benign gives them a space to be able to express themselves in different ways and maybe be able to let go a little bit of the stress that they go through every day.
What types of cancer patients can benefit from the cancer support community here in Rochester? And are there any barriers of entry to get involved?
Anybody that's impacted by cancer can come in as a member. So that's the person with cancer, the person that they live with that is helping support them, or their caregivers. So really from all walks of life, young to older, doesn't matter. And the type of cancer does not matter. We treat everything. We have some specific support groups for a specific type of cancer and then other general cancer support groups.
As we begin a new year, we have exciting things coming up at CSC Rochester. Could you talk about some of the changes and some of what you have going on in 2025?
Yeah, for the Mapping Our Journey, one of our big things is educational programs. So for our members, we want to be able to have professionals come in and speak with them about different cancer diagnoses. Maybe it's about dental hygiene. Maybe it's about mental health. Maybe it's about lung cancer. Whatever it may be, we have partnered with Wilmot's Cancer Center for what's called Ask the Expert. So each month we're going to try to have an oncologist, a doctor, a specialist come in and offer a presentation to our members to be able to come in and give them a chance to learn and give them a chance to ask questions about those types of cancers or treatments. And another thing that we also do is called Frankly Speaking About Cancer. So it's really being able to give parents, caregivers, anybody going through cancer, the chance to hear about how do we talk about cancer? What are the words that we can use? How do we help kids, parents going through this journey be able to help themselves and their children? So those are probably one of the biggest things, educational programs coming into place. And then a huge one, which is one-on-one therapy. So one of the things we want to offer for our members is that gap, offer a bridge. What we know is getting into mental health treatment is very difficult. Shortages of therapists, there's long wait lists. So what we want to be able to do for our members, if they are interested, is have a one-on-one therapy session, up to 6 sessions with a licensed professional to help bridge that gap so we can help get them connected to a therapist. We can see them in the meantime and then help them get in permanently with somebody else. So I think that is a huge change for the organization and for our members that they're going to be able to take advantage of.
Cancer can be such an isolating experience. And you mentioned some of the things, some of the ways that you bring the people with cancer, but also everybody affected by cancer together. Talk about some of those social programs and activities that you have.
Yeah. So some of our social programs, like we just did a gingerbread house competition for our youth. So we had the parent and the child come in and they got to build a gingerbread house, have some snacks, some like dinner, and be able to just relax and have a fun activity. Over Halloween, we did a trunk or treat. So like members could bring in their kids and we did a trunk or treat activity. Coming into the new year, we want to add in some different activities. We do have a men's diner. We want to do something for women as well. And we want to probably get some bingo back on the table. We hear that a lot from our members, just adding in some fun activities. One of the ones that we did coming into the fall was also a trip to Wickham Farms. So if you are a member, you and your children could sign up and get tickets and go to Wickham Farms for the day with us and have just a fun activity out in the community. So that's probably one of our social programs that are a big draw for our members to be able to go do these kind of activities.
And for kids especially, whether they have cancer or they know someone with cancer, are there other programs specific to those kids, to the youth who's impacted?
Yes. So what we want to do is really bring back our youth program. Pre-COVID, we had a very robust youth program. We have this beautiful room downstairs that is really built for children. It is an indoor playground for our members to come in and be able to use our kids, our younger kids. But our youth program, we want to get back up and running. We want them in the door. So we are going to be looking at adding in a licensed professional to truly help parents and the children and their siblings going through cancer to be able to give them the support they need professionally and socially.
And then those healthy lifestyle programs that you talk about too. It's so important when you have cancer, right, to also not neglect other areas of your health when you're under assault by the disease. Talk a little bit about the ways that CSC Rochester helps people with cancer live healthy.
Yeah. So like probably one of our biggest programs is food. What we know in our community is that food insecurity is huge in the Rochester community. And with our members, I think, don't quote me on it, but I think the number was around 55 to 58% have a hard time putting food on the table regularly. So what we want to do is make sure that we are offering that. So we do like a meals of support. You sign up, we have certain slots. We have prepped two meals, like one vegetarian, one meat. And if you get on the list, you're able to come in, pick it up and take it home and be able to cook all those things right down to the seasonings are provided with what you need. We do a cooking with wellness, which is partnered with Fluda. So some of our members and some of their members come in together and we cook a meal together and learn how to cook for health. Making healthy choices, because when we have cancer, we don't always get a chance to take care of ourselves in other ways. And nutrition is huge and making sure that we are getting those. And along with that, we also offer yoga, Qigong, meditation. We're going to be offering some breathing. Those are huge in making sure our bodies stay healthy and well. So those are some of our healthy lifestyle programs that we really do offer. We're going to be starting a cooking with Roscoe, who is our food manager. He is an amazing cook, and we're going to be able to partner with him to cook meals with our members, as well as partner with other chefs in the community that do come in and offer their time to us and our members.
Amanda Miller from the CSC Rochester, the Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club. As we head into 2025, what are some of the top priorities? You just mentioned a lot of the great programs available, but what does CSC Rochester hope to achieve in aiding those with cancer and their families in the community this year?
Yeah, I think what we want to do is be able to create a safe space for them to come, to enjoy their time, and to get the supports that they need. That's what we want. We want to build on support groups. We offer licensed, led professional support groups for our members. We want to add to them. We want to bring more maybe back in person. So we've been hearing a lot of, we want more in-person groups. So we want to try to get in more in-person or offer the hybrid so you can be at home if you need to be, because also what we know is we are immunocompromised when we have cancer. So maybe coming into the building isn't ideal. So a lot of our groups are offered virtually, but we want to see if we can get more in-person groups. We want to make sure that we are hitting all areas across the board, from LGBTQ to women of color, just making sure we're addressing all health disparities and all walks of life to make sure that they have the options available to them in our own community. That's really what we want to do.
And how can someone get involved if they're experiencing cancer or they have a loved one who is going through cancer? How can they get involved with these programs?
Yeah, they can. So they can reach right out to us here at CSC. Our number is 585-423-9700. We also have a website. They can go in and register through there to become a member. Myself or one of my teammates, Jackie, will reach back out to them, give them a phone call, shoot them an email, and then we will get them set into what works best for them. We go over, we want them to come in, really. So if they can, when you come in and see our building, this building is built for our members. It is warm. It is comforting. Even if we don't have activities going on, they can come in, they can sit, they can do a puzzle, like they can talk with one of us. We want that open communication with our members. So just giving us a phone call, going to that portal really is probably your easiest way to get in touch with us.
And then if there's someone who feels moved by this cause and they want to contribute in any way they can, whether it's financial contribution or any volunteering opportunities, are there any ways to do that?
Absolutely. So we have a volunteer coordinator, which is Shivani, and she would be the one that you would call in that number, the 585-423-9700, and get in touch with her when it comes to volunteering. And Lorraine does our going out, trying to get marketing, get people in to help bring money in for our members, because we are a non-for-profit. So we really do rely on donations to help make sure that all these things that we offer to our members is free.
The Director of Programs and Support Services at the Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club, she is Amanda Miller. Amanda, thanks so much for what you do in the community, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.